For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Please be safe, and thank you for listening.
Tap, tap, a dip, dip, wham, bump, tap, a dip, tap. Gold Mary in the bag and tied around my handy for my protection. I'm walking around, big old sack on my back, coming in your direction. What kind of tea do you like? I got it. I'm the medicine man, herb from the land, yeah. Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Me, rosemary, calm your nerves, got peppermint leaf to get rid of my fever. I keep periwinkle to get some love now. Oh, I got hug me clothes to make my backbone strong. Go. Cola tonic for my blood, dandelion for my bones, y'all. Achilles to keep away flies, hot lady cayenne for my pressure. Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Get the children out the way now. No, you can't smoke this, sir. This is for salad. Yes, salad.
And good afternoon, good afternoon. And welcome to another episode of To Your Health. To Your Health is a program designed not only to inform, but to also turn your life and health around. I am Dr. Theodore Watkins, the host of To Your Health, and I'm here with my able, trusty, knowledgeable, dependable associate, Brother Frank Smith. How you doing, Brother Frank?
Thanks, Doc. I try to be. I'm doing well. Thank you.
All right, all right. Today, Brother Frank, I think we should give a little update on cancer. We haven't talked about it in a while, but you know, cancer is still a word that strikes the fear in the hearts of most people.
Oh, yeah.
And lately, there appears to be an uptick in the number of cases that I'm seeing in my office with cancer, you know? One of the reasons that many people fear the word cancer is because if you look at traditional medicine, Brother Frank, often the treatment is worse than the cure.
Yes.
In fact,
sure.
And in fact, according to the statistics, the treatment doesn't bring about too many cures. I've said many times when I started my practice, most of the patients that I saw were stage four cancers. And even though we aren't going to be talking a lot about it today, the reality was that, you know, they came to me because the traditional therapies had failed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and so the reason that people are concerned, unfortunately, is for a good reason. You know, too many of the methodologies, the instruments that we're using in the industry to treat is not working, and too many of the practitioners are not really honest with these victims, and the result is
they don't even seek alternative help through nature until it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really a concern. It's also bad enough that our society is promoting a lifestyle that promotes cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Society promotes a lifestyle that promotes cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Society promotes a lifestyle that promotes cancer. If you look on television,
mm-hmm.
if you look in social media, especially on television, there's not one good food that's promoted on television. Not one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I say they used to have Chiquita banana and tropical orange juice, even though they weren't the healthiest, but they were healthier than what they have now on television.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we eat the food that we eat, the environment that we live in, and the tremendous stress that's brought mm-hmm. on by the government officials and politicians
mm-hmm.
that are more interested in their jobs and being reelected than they are in service to the community. This is a reason why people in our community are so concerned about cancer. And cancer, like most other diseases that we suffer from, can not only be prevented, but we've seen, and you are a classic example of it, it can be treated.
Yes,
and sir. Even reversed,
reversed.
If proper lifestyle is undertaken. But mm-hmm. unfortunately, we as individuals have to take some responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
All right? We as individuals have to take some responsibility for the lifestyle that we choose to live. You know, many of us are keenly aware that the environments that we're in, the foods that we're eating, is killing us. And our call, as in many of the diseases that we suffer from and die from, is because of the choices that we make. You know, people want to make moderate changes, but moderation kills. I was listening to one of my favorite people over the weekend, and he says, you don't want to wear your seatbelt moderately. Half the time I'm gonna wear my seatbelt, and half the time I'm not.
Yeah.
But we're living a lifestyle that's just gonna kill us. So what do we know? The statistics say that the mortality rate from cancer has decreased. Has decreased over the last 30 years. By some 34%. Now, I'm not going to argue with that because I've not done the research to verify my belief. But mortality rate has not really decreased, but the fact is that the incidence, the likelihood of you getting cancer has increased, and the data shows that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and so the total number of cases due to cancer has increased, you know. And so we need to recognize that. Now, there's some reasons for that. There's some reasons that than even the scientists say. So they say that the incidence in women is now under 50, is now at 82% higher than it was than it is for the male counterparts. Now, in 2002, it was at 50%. So women always have more cancer than men, according to these statistics. But the spread is worse. Now it doesn't mean that the incidence of cancer in men are decreasing, Brother Frank. I want that to be clear. Mm-hmm. Just that the incidence in women is increasing more. There are certain types of cancer that seem to really be increasing. Colorectal cancer is higher, you know. It's now noted that it is the leading cause of cancer in men younger than 50. Mm-hmm. Where it was cigarette smoking is now the number one. It's the second leading cause of death in women that age. Breast cancer is increasing. Cancer of the kidneys. I've treated multiple cases of cancer of the kidneys. You know, it's increasing in incidence, and that kidney cancer, Brother Frank. And just about every case that I've treated, it is already metastasized. One brother I treated, he had something called clear cell carcinoma of the kidney. It had gone to his liver, his pancreas, his lungs, his thyroid, and his adrenal gland.
Wow. Man.
And he was getting chemo at one of the hospitals that's supposed to be one of the best hospitals in the nation and was dying. All right. Mm. And in fact, after I put him on our therapy and his cancer had decreased to 1/4 the size it was in a matter of 2 months, and he went back to the hospital, they were surprised that he was still alive. I told him, yeah, because they don't know how to get you well. But at any rate, cancer of the kidneys, cancer of the uterus, pancreatic cancer, Brother Frank. It's just, you know, it's increasing so, and it's such a deadly cancer. And one of the problems with pancreatic cancer is that it's discovered late because it's what we call a retroperitoneal tumor. It's below the peritoneum, and so we don't get symptoms of it until it's too late. Many instances, but praise the Lord, even pancreatic cancer can be reversed. Melanomas are on the rise. Cervical cancer, especially in women 30 to 44, is on the rise. Stomach cancer, cancer of the bone and joints, oral cancers, all of these things are increasing, Brother Frank, in incidence, you know? And so they say that the only time in the last 20 some years that cancer incidence has not increased in women was in 2020.
Wow.
And if you recall, that was during COVID, you know, and when people weren't going in to get diagnosed. So you can't call it cancer if you don't diagnose it as cancer.
That's right.
And so, you know, this thing is a serious thing, you know, but in spite of the horrible picture in cancer in general, there are certain populations for which it's even worse.
Oh, yeah.
The true American, the Native American, the Indians, it's 2 to 3 times higher mortality rate for things like kidney and liver and stomach and cervical cancers than in your Caucasian brothers that came and stole their land. And in black folks who build the land, it's twice for things like prostate and stomach and uterine cancer, you know. And so we have to really be aware of what's happening. So why is this happening? Well, one of the reasons is in general our lifestyle, but in particular the fact that we are increasingly becoming obese.
Yep.
We are increasingly becoming obese. Now obesity, Brother Frank, used to be considered just a risk factor, you know, and it is a risk factor in just about all of the ten leading causes of death. At least 9 of them, obesity seemed to be a risk factor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's especially bad for that liver, kidney, pancreas, colorectal, breast. Some of the worst cancers that we have, obesity seemed to play a significant part. Now, why are we obese, Brother Frank?
Well, Doc, it's not that complicated. We're obese because the powers that be want us to be obese and sick. It's the food. It's in the food. And of course, there's stress as well.
So stress is a major, major factor.
Mm-hmm.
And society, this society, promotes factors that people use as reason for stress. I talk to all of my patients about stress, and I say that stress comes from within, not from without.
Mm-hmm.
It's our response to the factors, the things that's going on in society. I mean, things are crazy. I mean, we have to recognize things are crazy in this society, and it's probably worse than we've ever seen, that I've ever seen in my life. And I mean, and I came up. I'll be 81 Saturday, Brother Frank. I've seen a few things in my life.
Yes, sir.
And it's perhaps bad. As bad or worse than it's ever been in my entire life.
Yeah, that's right.
So stress is a major factor. But this diet.
Mm.
I remember when they had these little bitty thin hamburgers. Little bitty thin hamburgers. What was it, White Towers or something?
Yeah, exactly.
That thing was so... you got these huge...
Yeah.
Huge hamburgers.
With the supersized French fries.
And what they're doing, they're supersizing your chances of getting heart disease, cancer, and having a stroke and hypertension, and they're causing you to be obese.
Yes, sir.
But one of the things that we have to talk about when we mention obesity is people don't recognize that they're obese. You know, they're obese. And if you try to slim them down, they want to beat you up.
Yeah.
You know? And one of the things is that the advertisers recognize that people like to eat, and they like to eat foods that make them fat. And so they start making clothes that sort of hang on you, to cover it up. But the reality is that obesity is a killer. And it's especially rising in our younger population, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's rising among the brothers.
Oh yeah.
Not be so obese. But not only is the diet and stress, also the sedentary lifestyle.
Yes, sir.
The lifestyle that we're living is really killing us. You know, we're watching, we're not doing as much manual labor, and we're watching a lot of TV, and we're on these computers. Instead of the kids wanting to go outside and play, they want to get your phone and play games on your phone. Mm-hmm. When my granddaughter, with her little pretty self, gets in my car, the first thing she asked for is my phone. And most of the times, I will not give it to her. But that's what she wants. She wants mm-hmm. a phone. And she's not by herself, you know. So not only does diet make you obese, and that increases cancer, but just the diet itself, even if you're slim, this Western diet is a killer, all right?
Yes, sir.
It alters the gut microbiome, and it contributes to inflammation. You know, it's high in animal fat, animal protein, and processed foods, you know? And unfortunately, even the clean fish, quote, are in polluted water, so the clean fish become dirty and a poor and not good for consumption. That's really a terrible thing. I remember I did a show some years ago on fish, and the research showed that there's nothing more polluted than salmon other than the city dump. Man, that blew my mind when I read that, man. Hmm. This is research. This is not Ted Watkins, because I wasn't aware of that, you know. And so we need to be aware. You know, if someone has a question or comment, the number is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. We're talking about sort of an update on cancer, and you know, we just, I mean, I like to run away from it, but you can't run away from it, you know. Even our children, prenatally, they're exposed to during pregnancy. Medications that the mother is taking, the fact that the mother is obese, that's increasing their risk for cancers when they later in life, you know. So we're not only killing ourselves, we're even killing our unborn children with the way that we're living. Environmental toxins and we don't talk a lot about environmental toxins, but environmental toxins say that we have to be very, very concerned about the pollution, especially in our environment. The number is 202-588-0893. I remember when I visited, I went actually to a funeral in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. This was at a time when pancreatic cancer was less than 1% of deaths. But in this church of less than 100 people,
two of my schoolmates' parents had died of pancreatic cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And as I drove into the town, I was struck by the smell of petroleum in the air. And I said to myself, that's why she died.
Cancer Alley.
And it was only years later that I actually had scientific proof of that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so obvious.
Yeah.
I believe that most of the people that were residents in that town of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, was used to the smell.
Yep.
And didn't even bother them. But yet we now know that cancer is, I mean, that these chemicals that we're constantly exposed to, you know, the electrical grids that's in our communities. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't find these high-powered grids out in on the Gold Coast, you know, and areas of influence, you know, but they're in the inner cities where we're living. Microplastics, you know, I remember, Frank, when we did the thing on salt, and we started reading about microplastics, that even in sea salt, mm-hmm. that we've often promoted as being healthy, we have these microplastics. And these microplastics are making a significant change in the gut microbiome, all right? And this is being influenced not only by the processed foods that we're eating that's low in fiber, but also by these microplastics. And so we have to be very careful. The number, once again, is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Let's go to our phones. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Yes, hello. I have just one comment and I'd like to get your reaction. Back when Michelle Obama came into office with Barack Obama, she tried to take on the sugar lobby and the processed food industry with her campaign for getting people more healthy. But she quickly backed off of that, and she was into her Let's Move. But I think she was run up against the sugar lobby and the processed food industry, and that kind of tamped her down, unfortunately. Do you have any comments on that?
Yeah, everyone who's trying to come out against industry find that industry is not interested in health. Industry is interested in money. And so people who are in political positions are pressured to not say anything, you know? And so she moved to promoting kids gardening, which is it's around the back door, but it's at least a good effort, and we need to really promote more of that, because if you're eating more naturally grown foods and foods that you grow yourself, you're less likely to eat those processed foods, those high sugary foods, those high fatty foods. So yes, I concur with what you're saying, sir.
Yeah, it's not just the politicians that have been bought out. It's medical establishment, the advertising establishment, you know, it's Hollywood. It's everybody that is controllable is controlled.
Money speaks.
Mm-hmm.
And all too often, people succumb to that.
Yes, yes.
And I can't say specifically why Michelle stopped, but I would think that she was pressured to stop talking about it.
I'm interested to see Robert Kennedy, this head of HHS, Health and Human Services. I'm interested to see how he's going to be pressured.
Oh, he is being pressured.
Oh, yeah, they're leaning on him.
He's being pressured big time.
Mm-hmm.
And I must admit, I was not in favor of him. And some of his stances, I'm not in favor of. But in some things, he's making some very valid points.
Yeah.
We need to listen to those.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the other factors, and maybe one of the reasons that cancer is so high in women, is that their childbearing is later in life, and they're having fewer children. Now, it is believed that this is causing an increase in breast, ovarian, and uterine cancer.
Wow.
All right. And the fact that they're not breastfeeding. It's also contributing to the fact, and the foods that we're eating seem to be causing girls that start menstruation earlier. So they start menstruation earlier, they're having childbearing later, and so it leads to more years of unexposed reproductive hormones that seems to impact this cancer. And so we need to be aware of that. Now, it's interesting, it is felt that one of the things that is helping to improve the incidence is health screening. The number here is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. Do we have a caller on?
No, I think not. I was telling you to silence your phone because we have one. We have one.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, caller.
Can you hear me? Yes, this is great show again, as usual.
Brother Sam. Oh,
can you hear me? Yes, can you hear me, Dr. Watkins?
I hear you well.
Yeah, so yes, what you are talking about, definitely that has a lot to do with it. In fact, what I was researching on, I found out that, as you know, African-Americans, we do have high rate of cancer, high rate of obesity, and high rate of vitamin D deficiency.
All of those
are linked. Now, when you have, of course, melanin, which is naturally blocks the UVB ultraviolet light, and when you're in the northern hemisphere, you don't even get much of the UVB. So this even increases the rate of vitamin D deficiency because we get vitamin D from ultraviolet light. Be specific. So when you are now not eating the proper diet and you are deficient in vitamin D, you are more susceptible to getting all kinds of cancers. When you are deficient in vitamin D, you are also likely to be obese. And when you're, of course, obese, you're likely to be what? To have cancers. They are linked. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it goes in cycle. Of course, the type of diet is also a major thing. So literally what's happening is that these rates, which are so high, are not about the genetics. If it were, then Africa would be the one having much more high rates like here. But in Africa, it is literally the opposite. Even during COVID, had the lowest death rate. A lot of sunshine means more vitamin D, and the dirt, which is, again, much more organic and, of course, not highly processed, means, you know, less obesity and so on. It is, it can be controlled, but unfortunately, we believe going to the doctor, that doesn't help. It's not about genetics or genes. It is the diet, what we are putting in our body, that has a lot to do with that.
Yeah.
And you know, dealing with the vitamin D, I used to routinely get vitamin D levels on my patients. I stopped doing it because all of them, if they weren't taking vitamin D, and you know, I'm not a big proponent of taking a lot of supplements, but if they weren't taking vitamin D, they're going to have a low level of vitamin D. And it kept getting worse and worse and worse. So I just started putting them on vitamin D. And
it's very critical, but
you're absolutely correct. The incidence of cancer in Africa is extremely low and has been for some time. And so we need to be aware of that.
The only problem is that there are many who are adapting the lifestyle of the Western, and it is happening more in the cities, and they're getting problems because, again, you look at fast food and highly processed stuff, and again, the McDonald's, you know, you literally link it straight and you see, wait a minute, the more you eat this type of food, the more you're going to have the Western diseases.
And the more you see African women who follow American diets are obese just like Americans.
Yeah. Oh yes.
Right?
Exactly.
Whereas the rural African that's following more traditional lifestyle are slim. Mm-hmm. They have no heart disease, they have no diabetes. They have no cancer. They have no hardly anything, you know. They're living, no hypertension. They're living 90, 100 years old.
And the mind, very sharp. That's one thing
mind, no Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
No. Mm-hmm. So if we really are Afrocentric, we need to follow the real African. and not the hybridized African that's been following American,
not the ones in captivity.
and captivity, not just physically, but captivity
mentally. It's mentally and spiritually.
Exactly.
Thank you, brother Sam. The number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. We just got a few more minutes, but let's quickly go back to our phones. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Yeah, Dr. Watkins, I want to take some responsibility as male. If I'm drinking, smoking, doing drugs, eating bad food, drinking bad water, not getting no exercise, no sunlight, nothing, none of that, and then I implant a sperm in a woman's eggs, won't there be some problems with the baby that's being born?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
The brothers are not guiltless.
They're not guiltless.
Well said.
We're not guilty. We're not taking blame for something that's going on. If I'm unhealthy, the baby's going to be unhealthy, whether the woman knows it or not.
So you got to get some healthy brothers together with some healthy women and have some healthy babies.
That's right.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. The number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phones. Yes, caller, you're on the air.
Hello. Can you hear me, brother?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. I wanted to chime in a little bit on this food thing. Do you remember when Donald Trump said they're eating cats and dogs, and he put that out there?
Yes.
Now, you can basically the internet has access to all information, basically. You can go around all the countries that's shown on the internet that they're eating all types of things, monkey, dog, cat. I mean, every animal you can almost think of. But the number one problem in this country has been and still is the most filthiest animal in the world, and that is the pork, the pig. And you can look at the pig of the sea. This is what mostly our people, because I'm black, we just have a thing with the nasty crabs and the nasty shrimp and the pork. If we can get off of that and go back to the how to eat to live with Elijah Muhammad from the very beginning, we could get our health kind of in order. We are number one sugar diabetes, number one high blood pressure, hypertension, and on down the line, kidney failure, liver failure. And these are things that we are putting in our mouths that's causing our community to suffer. And I just wanted to add that into the conversation.
Well, even before Elijah Muhammad, that black man Moses, he wrote in Genesis that we should be eating seeds, grains, nuts, and fruit. You know, so we have a long history of knowing what to do, and we got to do it. But I appreciate your comments, my brother. And
yes, sir.
Please don't leave out the chicken.
Yeah,
right.
Because I don't know if you've been on the farm, but that chicken will eat almost anything.
That's right.
And the way they are processed now, it's even worse. The chickens, they aren't free range at all. They're in cages all of their lives. They get no exercise, get very little sunlight, and they're under tremendous stress. You know,
that's right.
Yes, Brother Frank.
I want to just add a comment.
Yes, sir.
If you're going to eat meat, eat clean meat. And what I mean clean is basically grow it yourself, slaughter it yourself, pay attention to what you're feeding it, because what they feed these animals is crap. It's full of pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and it's not what the traditional herd animals eat. They eat grass, pure grass, but it's not that. And so they're sick.
Are you speaking of the halal?
Full of antibiotics as well. Don't trust
that.
Don't trust it.
Go ahead. What were you saying,
Hello?
Sir?
I said, are you speaking of the halal and the kosher meat with the Orthodox Jews and the Muslims? Are you speaking of those kind of meats?
I wouldn't trust that.
Really?
Yeah. I wouldn't trust that.
Why?
Because of it's money. There's money in the industries. So grow it yourself.
Now, I can honestly say, ever since I stopped eating meat and only eat grilled salmon or baked salmon or grilled whiting or baked whiting or tuna fish, I feel 100% better. I'm 60 years old, and I feel 100% better.
Tell him what you told me, what you read in your research, Doc, about salmon.
There's nothing more toxic than salmon than a city dump. That's what the research shows. In addition to that, I remember I saw this thing, Bill Moyer, he just died recently. He did a special, and he had this toxic waste that these people had. He talked about this toxic waste that they literally went from the East Coast to the West Coast trying to dump it in a landfill, and nobody would let them dump it. And they took it out in the middle of the ocean and dumped it. And I said, wait a minute. That's where our clean caught fish is coming from. So the ocean, the waters have been polluted. You know, when I first came to D.C., they were talking about cleaning up the Potomac. And that's where people are getting all these crabs and stuff from. They talk about cleaning up the Potomac. And some of the industry had literally in their notes that they'd rather pay the fine of people dying rather than spending the money to clean up the waters. So you cannot trust the waters unless you're growing it yourself. You can't trust it, my brother. I'm sorry.
And so you're basically talking about no meat eating at all.
None. And here's the fact.
Plant-based whole food.
And here's a fact that you probably didn't consider before. Where does the ape, where does the water buffalo, where does the giraffe, the elephant, the elephant, and the longest living, the smartest animals get their protein? They get it from plants. They get it from plants. And that was our original diet. Go back and you might be Islamic, but go back and check Genesis 1, around 26. And it'll tell you what our diet was.
The other thing we've talked about many times, we gotta stop being so cosmopolitan and get back to gardening.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
We gotta get back to gardening. We need to grow our own foods. And then we know what's in them. Because as long as other people are directing what we eat, it's sad. It's sad. Even the little stores on the side of the road where you think it's coming fresh, if you check in the back, their boxes where they got their stuff from. They're not growing it themselves. And so we have to really be more conscious of our lives, what we're putting in our bodies, and just get back to the basics, you know.
There was a sister who wrote a book and was on this show, on the radio show, that she was in prison and she worked in the kitchen. And she said they had boxes of meat marked on the box, not for human consumption, for the National Zoo. And they are feeding the prisoners all over the United States that meat that has on the box, not for human consumption. And that's an issue that need to be talked about.
Well, I appreciate you talking about it. And we need to become more socially conscious of what's going on in our society. And even though they're trying to stamp out people giving out information, but the reality is that information is power. And we need to get a little more power in our communities here. You know, Brother Frank, we're going to have to talk about this some more, because one of the things we'll end up on is one of the things that's been helping to improve survival rates is early detection of certain diseases. You know, breast self-examinations and mammograms and so forth. And yet the industry, the medical industry, for some reason,
are encouraging doctors not to promote that. Not to promote, you know, how women used to do monthly exams in the shower of their breasts. They're telling doctors, don't promote that anymore. You know, money don't promote mammograms. Huh?
More money in treatment than in prevention.
And of course, I've not listened to them. I still promote it in my practice. But that's what they, you know, as we take these continuing medical education courses, they're teaching us not to promote it, Brother Frank. You know?
It goes to show you. I'm telling you. That's bad. That's bad. Who controls our education from early education right up through professional schools? You know.
Industry, man. It's industry.
It's industry. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, there was a time when we thought industry was
good.
Community. But it's now clear that's just whitewash. Whitewash is not for us. Mm-hmm. Us. We're gonna talk more about this because we have to take more responsibility. Because if we wait for industry and government to make the changes, we're gonna be dead and gone, you know.
And our kids.
and our children. Mm-hmm. And so, any closing words, my brother?
Yes, sir. We want to thank all the WPFW staff and especially our engineer, Kalia Chapman. We want to thank Doc for bringing this information. And if you want to talk to him and make an appointment with him, dial 202-388-0992, Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 5. Or you can go to www.twiliving.com. That's for the Watkins Institute, twiliving.com. 202-388-0992, Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 5. Thank you to Mayuki Williams, our acting general manager, Katia Stitt, the program director, all of the engineering staff, the programmers, volunteers, and loyal listeners. Thank you, Joni Eisenberg, for keeping DC and surrounding area mentally, politically, economically, and just all around healthy. Thank you, Oladari and Maccabi, for your music contributions. Stay tuned to WPFW Jazz and Justice Radio. Next up is African Deep Thought Edition with Brother Kaba. After that, To the East with Ambrose Lane Jr.
I and I eat from the earth, I need the animals to give birth. No deaders, no fur, no feathers. When I tell people I don't eat meat, fish or dairy, they look for me strangely. Then I realize I eat a very wide variety. Listen to Maccabee. Yo, how when me eat, them I wanna when me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish nor no meat now. How when me eat, them I wanna when me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan man. How when me eat, them I wanna when me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish nor no meat now. When me eat them, I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan. When me no eat no meat, no fish, no cheese, nah, no egg. Nothing with no foot, no eye, no wing, nah, no head. Nothing with no lip, no ears, no tongue.
Hello, WPFW listeners. Summertime is here. Words, Beats, and Life has the event for your family and friends this season. The second annual DMV Made Festival is happening Saturday,
July 26th on the National Mall, a one-day celebration of the D.C., Maryland, Virginia region, promoting the intersections of arts and culture, plus health and wellness. With live music by Go-Go Legends, EU, featuring Sugar Bear, vocalist Navasha Deya, jazz fusion trio The Mastetics, Black Folks Don't Swim, Kamau, and much more. Plus Family Fun Zone, Poetry and Storytelling Pavilion, interactive dance stage, live art installations, hands-on workshops, and health and wellness pavilion. July 26th on the National Mall. Full details at wblinc.org/DMVMade. See you there. Brought to you by Words, Beats, and Life with support from WPFW.
Good afternoon. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Here are some headlines for this hour. Families in Central Texas are mourning after devastating floods over the weekend have claimed the lives of at least 90 people. One place that was extremely hard hit by the flood was Camp Mystic, a Christian all-girls summer camp that sits along the Guadalupe River. The camp was known to be at high risk of flooding, and that's exactly what happened. The river at Camp Mystic rose more than 20 feet in less than 2 hours during the peak of the flooding early on Friday, July 4th. Representatives have confirmed that 27 campers and counselors died in the floods. One of the deceased is an 8-year-old girl who was at camp for the very first time. 10 campers and one counselor are still unaccounted for. And more rain is expected in the flooded areas. Amid this tragedy, one bright spot has been the ongoing search and rescue efforts. One U.S. Coast Guard rescue swimmer, Scott Ruskin, who was on his first rescue mission, is being called a hero after saving 165 people, many of them young children at summer camp. Ruskin said the experience made him a better rescuer, and he commended the children for being brave. President Trump has informed Japan and South Korea of their new tariff rate if they do not comply with his demands. Trump said that Japan and South Korea, who are two of America's key trading partners, will face a 25% tariff come August the 1st. In a practically identical letter sent to both countries today, Trump said he takes issue with this, the fact that the amount of goods that America buys from Japan and South Korea is higher than the amount of goods that American businesses export to those countries. The president offered a way out of the tariffs completely if Japan and South Korea build or manufacture product within the United States. Trump also threatened to raise the tariffs higher than 25% if South Korea or Japan retaliated against the U.S. with tariffs of their own. The United States has reached its highest annual tally of measles cases in 33 years, with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention reporting at least 1,267 confirmed cases across 38 states and Washington, D.C. That's almost 4.5 times the total for all of last year, and it's on pace to surpass the highest annual count since the disease was declared to be eliminated in the year 2000. Measles is an airborne, extremely infectious, and potentially severe rash illness. Measles is not a seasonal virus. However, it is often spread over times of high travel, like spring break, or in situations where unvaccinated people are in close quarters, like in summer camp. About 92% of measles cases in 2025 were in people who are unvaccinated or whose vaccination status is unknown. Officials report that the majority of the measles cases stem from a large outbreak in West Texas. In the D.C. area, Ben's Chili Bowl is one of the most celebrated places to visit in the nation's capital. The historic U Street restaurant has been a community staple since 1958, occasionally hosting celebrities and politicians. Mrs. Virginia Ali, a.k.a. Mom, opened Ben's Chili Bowl with her husband when she was just 24 years old. She's now 91. And now, the historic restaurant will be temporarily closing for renovations starting at midnight next Monday, July 14th. So, from today, July 7th, to July 14th, before midnight, Ben's Chili Bowl is encouraging guests to stop by and take a picture with Mrs. Virginia Ali. And if the person shares the photo along with their favorite Ben's Chili Bowl story on social media using the hashtag MyBensStory, they could be featured on Ben's Chili Bowl social media during the temporary closure. In today's weather, it's currently about 87 degrees in D.C. That's all for your headline news this hour. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Please be safe, and thank you for listening.